With me right now is Coach Jeff Tatum, head coach for the Buskers. And, Coach, before we talk about this huge matchup tonight in conference action, we go back to last week and really a dominating effect for you there at homecoming, and you beat Fort Scott handily 42-13, and you felt like just about every aspect of the game went great for you. Matter of fact, your quarterback, Nick Marshall, was selected as the National Player of the Week because of that, with over 607 yards himself, but also getting that big win. But your defense really stepped up as well.
I tell you what, Nick did have a real good game last Saturday night, and you know, he did what we expect him to do. He ran the offense real well and hit the right open guy, and the thing that we knew going into the football game was Fort Scott was going to probably try to take away our inside running game, and Nick did a real good job of not only scrambling but also running the option game, and we knew we could get outside. But you're right, the defense played well again. That's something that, you know, I've talked about many times is we, you know, went back that open week. I was a little bit afraid it was early, but I thought for our defense it was perfect time and went back. And the thing was, I've talked about all along, Coach West and the defensive staff's done a great job with playing, you know, making game plans and stuff. And then, you know, just getting our guys not only to execute it but tackle. And we did a good job tackling well the other night. I know they had a couple long runs, but we rallied to the ball and made the play. And then probably the thing I'm the proudest of the defense was that goal line stand they had there in the fourth quarter that, you know, we felt like the game was kind of, I wouldn't say over with, but, you know, we looked like we were going to win. And those guys played their hearts out and came up with a great defensive stop. And, you know, kind of put a, you know, dotted the I's and crossed the T's there at the end, making a great commitment and getting them stopped.
Well, with that win, that if we take care of business down the stretch of the season, pretty much solidifies you certainly in the top four and with an opportunity for the playoffs. But right now you set at number three with your record at 4-1, 2-1 in conference. Of course, Butler and Hutchinson both 4-0 in conference at the top. Butler at 6-0. Hutchinson at 4-1, Coffeyville down there at number 4 with a 2-1 record, 3-2. We still have Coffeyville to play at our place out at Memorial Stadium. You're back in the rankings at number 19. How does that feel?
Well, you know, like it was last time we ended, you know, the final rankings are the ones that really count. But it's nice, you know, the kids deserve that recognition that we're back in the top 20 and ranked, and that's nice. But at the same time, our guys understand, you know, the ranking is not the – you know, the most important thing this time of year. And the other thing is, you know, what's kind of nice and is, you know, this time last year we were, you know, we kind of controlled our own destiny as far as getting the playoffs. But right now, if we run the table, which our kids expect to do, and we've talked about it a bunch, we could finish either at least co-conference champions, if not, you know, the outright champions. And our guys, we've talked about it, you know, all year long, is taking one game at a time. And this week happens to be Butler, and we're going to give them our best shot tonight.
Well, it's going to be a tough task, but certainly our guys have been up to a lot of tough tasks on the year. We'll see how it all turns out here tonight. But let's talk about Butler. You know, a team with so much success under Coach Troy Merle in his 12 seasons there. They won 10 conference championships. They won 3 national titles and just all kinds of success throughout those 12 years. Former player at Butler as well, and has just taken that program to a whole new level on the national scene. That's why they're up there at number 2. We've got to take them on down here. It's a brand new place and a beautiful facility that it is here at El Dorado, right across from the campus. Let's talk about the guys you got to stop. And first of all, you got to stop Billy Kosh. He's their quarterback. Hasn't played for a couple of years, but is a guy that can really throw the ball well. Doesn't run a lot, but he doesn't have to. He's got a guy back there from Wichita Heights High School, Dreamus Smith, rushing for over 700 yards right now, and he leads the nation in touchdowns with 13.
Well, I tell you, you know, you got to give Coach Troy and him the credit. I mean, you know, it's one thing to win championships, but it's another thing to keep it rolling and doing it year after year. And everybody talks about how much talent they have, and there's some people that have a lot of talent that don't win as many games as they have here at Butler. one thing about Kosh is, and I know his dad back when he was coaching at South Carolina, and I'm sure he knows a lot of football, been around a lot of football. And, you know, when your dad coaches for a guy like Lou Holtz, you know, you're going to be around football and understand it. And then, you know, of course, Smith, the running back. I mean, when I first got here, he was one of the top running backs in the state and signed with KU. And there's no doubt that those guys were right about signing him because he's had a great career there at Butler. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Sanders, who is number one. I guess they put him in the jersey number one because I really felt last year he was probably the best defensive football player in the league last year. I know Chaz won the award, but, you know, I really thought he was a great player. And those guys are talented, but they're also, you know, they're good football players. And, you know, tonight we're going to, you know, the thing that makes Butler tough is they're also, you know, on offense, you know, you take away the run, they have explosive guys at receiver and Billy does a good job of getting the ball to them. And if you try to focus on the pass, you know, you give it to Remus Smith, and the Sun Gun's a real good running back, and he's hard to tackle, and we got to do a great job of tackling. And then also Sanders on offense, we're going to know where he is because he is the type guy that's a difference maker, and you have to account for him. And he's a real good football player and got a lot of talent and a lot of football instincts, and so our offense is going to know where he is all night.
Well, they do a lot of great things, but so do we, the Busters, both on offense and defense as well. No outside motivation needed for this when you're taking on the number two team in the country at their house and you want to go down and pull off the upset. How has the week of practice been?
I tell you what, the first part of the week, because we did put a lot of stuff in, I was kind of a little disappointed about the focus. But especially the second half of practice on Wednesday and Thursday, we had one of those practices where we were really, really focused. And I think our guys are ready to play. I made the comment last year after we played Butler, you know, here in El Dorado, that our guys thought they were the third best team and they felt like we should have won the football game. And, you know, the mental part of it is very, very important. If you believe you can do something, a lot of times you can do it. And our guys are going to come in. They're confident. We've been winning the close games, you know, and I think that's a big advantage for us tonight is we played in a few close games where we're selling our guys on right now. They haven't been challenged. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, a guy that goes in and doesn't realize he has a chink in the arm and all of a sudden, you know, we hit him in the mouth, it stuns them, and then they're kind of disorientated, and that's what we're going to try to take advantage of tonight is taking the football game to them and not backing down and line up toe to toe, and that's something that hasn't happened to those guys all year, and then we're hoping it'll be to our advantage tonight.